speak to you to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. EOS. My name is Gary, and my location is Easley. In the interest of promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS. We will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the ratio portion. This being Wednesday night, the ratio portion will be postponed a bit while we have the swap net portion of the net. Then we'll go to the ratio portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Got a few folks to use the pre-net check-in function on the repeater. We'll go through those, and then we'll go over and see if we've got any echo links. I'd like to say good evening to W2AMD. That's Mr. Andrew down in Simpsonville. And J4XMR. That's Mr. Mail. He's in Prosperity. And J04ZEW. That's Mr. Ben. He's down in Simpsonville. And J4OSH. That's Mr. Pat. He's in Simpsonville. And KC4W, that's Mr. Bill, he's in Anderson. And KG4WNP, that's Mr. Landon over in Pickens. Appreciate all you fine folks to use the pre-net check-in function on the repeater. Hope all y'all are doing well. We do have an EchoLink station up, so we'll go over to EchoLink. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
I4DOS, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Yankee Hotel, Yankee. That's Jim in Berea. Negative and negative.
This is KI4DOS, Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KO4YHY. That's Mr. Jim. Jim, did you say you're in Berea or Greer tonight?
I4DOS, that's Berea.
I don't know. For some reason, I thought you said Greer. And I said, what's they doing in Greer tonight? But we got you over there in Berea, not far from the house here. Do appreciate you being with us. Hope you were doing well. Don't have any more EchoLink stations, and so we'll go over to the RF check-ins and the Mike through Papa group. M through P for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. That's a lonely group. Mike through Papa, M through P for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Toy. Check in KG4PFI, Don. And KG4QLQ, Linda. We're down here in Piedmont. Good to see you the other day. Take care of yourself. You enjoy, and everybody on the net, have a good afternoon or whatever's left of it. And Gary, you got a lot of noise on your radio too. Maybe it's my radio, I don't know, but anyway, it's really scratchy for some reason.
Yes. And Kilo Charlie 4, Papa Lima Tango. That's KC4PLT in Fendergrass, Georgia. Good hearing you on there, and good evening everybody on the net. I'll be negative and negative.
KG4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KG4PFI. That's Mr. Don and his sweet bride, KG4QLQ. That's Miss Linda. They're down there in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Don. Tell Miss Linda we said hello, and I enjoyed the visit, short visit that we had the other day. Got to get back down there and sit down and talk with you for a little while. Is that any better, Don?
That other fellow that checked in, it's scratchy on them too, so it must be up in the repeater itself or somewhere up there. KG4PFI clear.
Well, the repeater's scratchy here at the house coming in, so I figure it must be awfully windy up on top of the mountain.
But I do appreciate it, and thanks for the information on the radio, because I have been having some antenna problems. Also, I'd like to say good evening, KC4PLT. That's Mr. Richard. He's down there in Pendergrass, Georgia. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Richard. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. KO4PXB. That's Mr. Lloyd. He's down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Lloyd. Hope you are doing well. Let's move up now to the Quebec through Tango group, Q through T, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Please check in N0TR. November 0, Tango Romeo. My name is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and Joy and all on the net. And your signal cleared up quite a lot now, Gary. It was a lot of static in there before. Like you say, it might be the wind. This is N0TR, and I'll be negative.
4DOS. Hello, Gary. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4. Quebec, Raymond Golf, KO4QLG, this is Chris and Liberty, and I won't be negative in there. Hey, Tom.
Good evening, Chris.
I4DOS. 4DOS, please check in Kilo Alpha 2, Tango X-Ray Juliet, KA2TXJ, Jim, in Taylor's, I'll be negative and negative.
Yes. Good evening, Gary. Please check in Kilo Kilo 4, Sierra Mike Victor Dale in Alamo. If you will, please say hello to Joy and to everyone on the net. I'll be negative, but we'll be listening in.
Check in November 4, Romeo Lima Foxtrot, and 4RLF. This is Roger in Seneca, and I'll be negative and negative.
I4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to N0TR. That's Mr. Tom. He's located over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us, Mr. Tom. Tell Miss Bernice we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And KO4QLG. That's in Liberty. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Chris. Hope you are doing well. And KA2TXJ. That's Mr. Jim. He's over there in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Jim. Hope you're doing well. And KK4SMV, that's Mr. Dale over there in Edinburgh. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dale. Hope you are doing well. Tell your sweet bride we said hello. And I'll relay your message in there to Joy. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And next we got N4RLF, Mr. Roger down there in Seneca. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Roger. Hope you are doing well. Got another Echo Link station up. Let's grab this Echo Link station real quick. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Control. Net Control, this is Alpha Alpha 4, Gulf Hotel, Gus in Southwest Florida, kind of a late check-in.
SKI4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to AA4GH. Mr. Gus down there in Southwest Florida. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Gus. Hope you are doing well. Hope you made it through the storms without any damage. But y'all have a great evening down there. I do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us on Echo Link. Going back to the alphabet, let's try the Quebec through Tango one more time. Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Wes, please check in. Kilo, Quebec 4, Quebec Hotel Victor. KQ4QHV, this is Nick. I make my home in Pendleton, and I'll be in and out this evening. Thanks for holding that. DOS, please check in. Kilo 4, Romeo Mike, K4RM Fred. I'll saw my bride, Miss Mary, November 4, Mike Romeo Yankee, N4MRY. We're at home in Piedmont tonight, Gary. Good evening to you, all on the net. No traffic, no table.
4DOS in a Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KQ4QHV. That's Mr. Nick. He's down there in Pendleton. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Nick. Hope you are doing well. And K4RM, that's Mr. Fred and his sweet bride, and 4MRY, Miss Mary. They're down there in Piedmont tonight, a home in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Fred. Hope y'all are doing well. Fred, did you have any trouble up there on Nancy Mountain or down there in Piedmont, either one?
Minimal damage, thankfully. We were blessed. Up on the mountain, of course, no power for 2 weeks. And many, many trees down. Got most of it cleaned up. No trees on structures. And all of my ham antennas, except one wire antenna, survived. I've got to make a repair on a 160-meter Carolina Windham. So very fortunate overall. Thank you.
Well, I've been up there at your place on Nancy Mountain. It is absolutely gorgeous. Up there on top of the ridge, and I tell you what, those trees and stuff up there, there's a lot of them. And I'm glad you had minimal damage, and I'm glad you got most of that cleaned up already. But do appreciate you letting me know, Fred. I was concerned about you. But y'all have a great evening. Tell Miss Mary we said hello. I got another EchoLink station up. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, hey Gary. Check in KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha. Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening, Gary, to yourself on the net. Negative and negative, and do be sure and tell me story that we say hello.
Say good evening to my buddy Stephen, KA4PQA, down there in Greenwood. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Mr. Stephen. Tell Miss Jennifer we said hello, and I'll relay your message in there to Joy. I hope y'all have a great evening there, buddy, and a good rest of the week. Let's move up now to the Uniform Through Zulu group, U through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
AOS. Good evening to you and everybody. Please check in and out. KI4VLW Randy. KJ4CRL Linda in Ashford.
Oh. Whiskey 4 Whiskey Oscar Zulu. That's W4WOZ. My name's Rod. We're in the land of Oz. We're negative and negative. Good evening.
KI4DOS. Hello to you and Joy and everyone on the net. Please check in N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. I'm Shane, home in Cleveland tonight. No traffic, no table. Thanks for calling the net.
DOS. Please check in WB4. ZPH, that's Whiskey Bravo 4 Zulu Papa Hotel. My name's David. I'm in Taylor's and I'll be negative and negative.
DOS. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name is Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4 to be determined. That's KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela. We're here in Southern Greenville County, if I didn't say that already. Please say hello to Miss Joy. Be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
This KI4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KI4VLW. That's Mr. Randy and his sweet bride, KJ4CRL. That's Miss Linda. They're up there in Nashville. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Randy. I tell Miss Linda we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And W4WOZ, that's Mr. Rod over in the land of Oz. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Rod. Hope you are doing well. And N4ZLK, that's Mr. Shane. He's up there in Cleveland. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Shane. Tell Miss Beth we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And WB4ZPH, that's Mr. David. He's over in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, David. Hope you are doing well. And K4XB, that's Mr. Tommy. And his sweet bride, KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela. They're down there in southern Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Tommy. Tell Miss Angela we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. Additional stations, uniform through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Down to the front of the alphabet in the Alpha through Delta group, A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Please check in K4AFT. That's Kilo 4 Alpha Foxtrot Tango. Michael in Central. Going to be next.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to K4AFT. That's Mr. Michael down there in Central. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Michael. Hope you are doing well. Any others in the Alpha through Delta group, A through D, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
For DOS. Please check in November 4, Alpha Zulu Echo, Dude and Easley, negative and negative.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to my neighbor, Dude, N4AZE. That's Mr. Dude over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dude. Hope you and Vicky are doing well. Please tell her we said hello. Let's move on up now to the Echo through Hotel group, E through H, from Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Gary and all on the net, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HDX. That's Patrick. I'm at home in Penrose, and Gary, I have no comment, no traffic tonight. Please tell Joy Elise and I said hello.
DOS. We had to let Patrick check in first. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry in Cameron, and I will be negative negative. Thanks, Gary.
DOS. Blue 4, Foxtrot, Hotel, Juliet, Gene and Taylor's, negative and negative.
Number 4, Hotel Charlie, and 4HHC, Warren, and Taylor's, negative and negative tonight.
4, Echo Delta Whiskey, Ed in Brevard. No traffic, no comments, I'm monitoring.
4DOS in a Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KO4HKX, Mr. Patrick up there in Penrose. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Patrick. Tell Miss Elise we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And I'll relay your message in there to Joey. And then we got a gentleman and a scholar, KC4EZN, Mr. Harry up there in Canada. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. Hope you are doing well. And thanks for being a gentleman and letting Patrick go first there, Harry. That kind of tickled me when you said that. I'd also like to say good evening to W4FHJ. That's Mr. Gene. He's over there in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Gene. Hope you are doing well. And N4HHC. That's Mr. Warren. He's over there in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Warren. Hope you're doing well. And N4EDW. That's Mr. Ed. He's up there in Brevard. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Ed. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations, Echo Sioux Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. To the next alphabetical group, which is the patient group on a Wednesday night, the India through Lima group, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS.
4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I am James, Furnace Mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina, and it's where I'm going to be negative and negative, sending some threes for each one of you.
SOS. Hope you and Miss Joy both are doing well. Reverend and I are doing pretty good. Please check in, Whiskey 4, India, Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Gary, thank you so much for calling that. Hope everybody's doing better after the big storm. We have no traffic, no comments.
For DLS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I'd like to say good evening, KK4JFO. That's Mr. James. He's up there at the top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. James. Hope you are doing well. And W4IOE, that's Mr. Sid. He's up there in Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Sid. Please tell Miss Beverly we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. Additional stations, Echo, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Please check in Joe, Kilo Kilo 4, Juliet Delta, in Greer. I will be in and out this evening. Over.
For DLS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, you'd like to say good evening, KK4JD. That's Mr. Joe. He's over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Joe. Hope you are doing well. And K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. She's in the other room watching some TV tonight. She was watching Dr. Phil or something when I came in here. Anyway, let's open it up to the big group now, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Kilo Mike 4, November Alpha Foxtrot. That's KM4NAF. The name is Brock, located here in Gaffney.
DOS. Gary, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie 4. Mike, Foxtrot to Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KM4NAF. That's Mr. Brock. He's up there in Gaffney. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Brock. Hope you're doing well. And KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry. And his sweet bride, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They're over there in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Mr. Larry. Tell Miss Donna we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
DOS. This is KC4SKD Larry. G4AHS Rhonda Easley. No traffic in the call me for reg 2 and I'd like to check in by telephone relay. November 9, Tango Echo Charlie Randall. Golf Foxtrot Charlie. Charlie's in Goose Creek. Randall's in Asheville. So hope everybody's having a good evening. KC4SKD.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to my neighbor Larry, KC4SKD. And his sweet bride, KG4AHS. That's Miss Rhonda. Neighbor's mine over here in Easley. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Miss Rhonda we said hello. I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little bit. And Randall brings, Larry brings along his brother, Randall, N9TEC, up there in Asheville, and his other brother, KF4GGF, that's Mr. Charlie, he's down there in Goose Creek. Appreciate you bringing Larry and Charlie along there, Larry. Hope y'all, hope they are doing well. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. That big old pause right there means we got everybody for the time being. So, this is KI4DOS. Now, securing the formal portion of the net. Thanks for all those folks checked in with us. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net. Then we'll go on to the rag chute portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Do we have anyone with anything they would like to add to the swap net book or anything I need to take off of the swap net book? Call KI4DOS. KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net. First item up on the swap net book is for sale. It's a Yaesu FP107E. That's a power supply with a speaker in it. It's a 22 to 25 amp power supply with a speaker. And he would like $60 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's an Elenco DX70TH. That's an HF transceiver. Works 160 through 10 meters. He has the power cord, the mic, and a separation cable. And he would like $350 for it. Does anyone need any fields? The map is for sale. It's a Comet SBB2. That's an 18-inch, 2-meter, 70-centimeter antenna. And he would like $40 for it. Does anyone need any fields? That map is for sale. It's a Nano VNAH vector network analyzer. It works, covers 10 kilohertz through 1.5 gigahertz, and he would like $40 for it. Does anyone need any fields? That map is for sale. It's a 10 feet of RG8X coax with PL259 connectors on each end, and he would like $10 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a 10 feet of coax with a PL259 on one end to an SMA female on the other, and he would like $10 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's an Alpha Delta 4080160. That's a tri-band wire antenna. It's brand new. He would like $120 for it, or he would trade it for a GMRS mobile, a 2-meter mobile, or a GMRS beam antenna. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's some J-pole antennas. I don't know how many J-poles that he has made up, but he's made these up in the past and sold them at the ham fest. These are copper J-poles, and he would like $50 each for these antennas. Does anyone need any fields? Last item we got on the swap net book tonight, folks, is for sale. It's a Yaesu FT991A. He would like $800 for it, or he would trade it for some 2-meter stuff with a little boot. Does anyone need any fields? We'll conclude the reading of the SwapNet book tonight, folks. Appreciate each and every one of you that stayed around and listened to the reading of the SwapNet book. Getting kind of thin on that stuff, but that's okay. Yeah, it goes in cycles. But didn't have anybody add anything or take anything off, so we're good there. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet before we start to rag to you? Call KI4DOS.
DOS. OS, please check in. Whiskey Alpha 4 Kilo Charlie, 1 in Greenville. No traffic, no comment, but just listening. 73.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to my buddy Warren, WA4KC, over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Warren. Tell Miss Carolina and the rest of the family we said hello. Hope all of y'all are doing well. Any others all the way through the alphabet before we start to rag you, call KI4DOS.
Juliet Control. Check in K4 KAE Kilo 4 Kilo Alpha Echo. This is Alice from Taylor. I'll be negative and negative. 73 to everyone on the net.
This KI4 DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to K4 KAE, Miss Alice over there in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Miss Alice. Hope you are doing well. Hope you didn't have any damage in the storm. Appreciate you being here, and again, hope you are doing well. Any others all the way through the alphabet, A through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4 DOS. First up on a clean, shiny, dry stump, that's my neighbor Larry, KC4SKD, over here at Easley. Mr. Larry, what have you and Miss Rhonda been up to?
Wes in the net, KC4SKD here. I really don't have a whole lot. A few days ago, I was talking to you about my handy-talky battery, and I got curious about how much a new one would be, and I found one on the internet for $28. So I bought it, and now I can strap it on my handlebars when I ride the bike on the dual trail and listen to it. That's kind of neat. I thought, you know, $28, yeah, I'll do that. So it seems to be working okay so far.
It's always a good deal. I'm glad that you found one on the internet, and now you're able to carry it with you and listen to it. Doesn't do you any good sitting there not being used, does it?
No. And the other thing I did is I got three little antennas. One was came with it when I bought it. So while it was here in a certain spot, I swapped between the three antennas to see which one worked the best. Of course, the original one worked the worst. Then I got one of these. It's about a foot and a half long, and it worked the best. So then I bought this little shorty antenna, and it works a whole lot better than the factory one. So, but when I'm on the bike, though, I carry the little shorty one because that big old whip one would flop around too much.
it would move around a little bit on a bicycle, no doubt. The longer one, that is. But, yeah, well, you know, Larry, I call them original antennas, dummy loads. That's about all they're good for. I mean, they do radiate, but and they do pick up a little bit, but they're not the best antennas in the world. But, you know, that's the nature of the beast.
But anyhow, then the other news from our house here, I did get the truck engine back together. Everything's back together except for that big old skid plate on the bottom. And I'm not going to put it on until I've actually driven it. And in no big hurry to do that. But we're going to try to check it out Saturday. Dad's going to come over and, you know, he's going to help me watch for fuel leaks and stuff when I start it the first time. And just both of us standing there watching it in case, you know, something goes wrong. Another pair of eyes to kind of help keep a watch for what's happening there.
Not necessarily a bad idea, and I don't blame you. I wouldn't put that skid plate on there either until I've checked everything out, make sure nothing was leaking and that sort of thing. The extra set of eyes watching for that sort of stuff. Had a friend of mine, he put some new injectors in a vehicle, and they cranked it up, and it didn't appear to be leaking. But they let it sit there and run for just a little bit, and it got good and warm, and next thing they knew, there was a big fire under the hood. One of them injector O-rings had started leaking, and it was squirting the raw gasoline right out on the hot manifold. And you know what that did? So they kind of had a terrible mess there that they had to put the fire out. Yeah, first they had to cut the car off because it was still running, and then they had to put the fire out, and then they had to go in there and replace all kinds of stuff other than the injectors.
to hear that. But, yeah, a bad situation. But we've got two fire extinguishers here. I'm going to have them ready. And I went through and I put all new O-rings and insulators in. Was real careful about putting it back together. You know, certain critical things I'm working on, I don't have any radio going. I don't want anybody talking to me. I just want to keep my mind on what I'm doing. And that's one of them there. But, yeah, I hate to hear that happen. That's what I want to try to avoid here.
Avoid that. And I'm with you. I try to take my time with stuff. I'll tell you a little funny. I was working on my truck at one point in time. And doing some routine stuff to it, and I'd taken the intake off of it, or the plenum off the intake, and I told my son Stephen, I said, reach in there and grab me that torque wrench, and I said, and look in the manual. I said, the manual's open, and it says what the torque setting is on these bolts I'm trying to torque down. He said, okay. So I let him set the torque wrench, and he handed it to me with the proper socket on it. And I started cranking down on them bolts, and I made one round, and then I went around to make my second pass. I always make at least two. Normally I make three or four. But there's a certain pattern you have to use. I started pulling back on that torque wrench, and that thing said, pow. I said, uh-oh. Broke the bolt off, and I didn't know what the world's up. I laid the torque wrench down, I walked over, and I looked at, well, I picked it back up, and I looked at the setting, and it was set to 45 foot-pounds. And I walked over to the book and looked in the book, and it was 45 inch-pounds.
I've about made that mistake myself. And one of my torque wrenches, if you turn it 180 degrees on the handle, it's got newton meters or something. So I about messed up and said it wrong by doing that. And so you have to stop and be careful.
Not him too much. I didn't fuss at Stephen too much because I didn't tell him to watch for inch pounds or foot pounds. And I told him which torque wrench to get. I told him where the torque wrenches were in the toolbox. There was two of them. I've got one that's inch pounds and one that's foot pounds, and he grabbed the big one. And he figured out I needed to torque something down pretty good, so he handed it to me. And like I said, he said it correctly, except it was foot pounds instead of inch pounds. And so I walked away from the vehicle for a little while, went back, loosened everything back up, and I said, well, these bolts are stretched out, so I went and got me some new bolts to go in back in it all the way around, and got to looking, and that one broke off high enough up to where I could get a pair of vice grips on it. Boy, I lucked out on that one, and I just put my vice grips on it and backed it right on out. Didn't have any more trouble out of it. Of course, I did put the new ones back in and torque them down, and I did have to go back, though, Larry. I got it back together, and then I got to thinking, well, you know, you probably should have replaced that gasket in there because you squashed it pretty good using foot pounds instead of inch pounds. So I took the thing back off again, and of course I went and got me a plenum gasket and took the top back off the plenum and put that gasket in there and then torqued it all back down to inch pounds again. So I could probably have gotten by with the old gasket, but I said, no, I think since I done mashed it so hard, I think I'll go buy a new one.
I'm upset with you on that. While you got it apart, yeah, go ahead and put a new gasket on it and all new bolts. Yeah, and I found something else that made me a little aggravated. Somebody put the wrong spark plugs in the engine. This one requires the grounds on either side with the center electrode in the middle. Somebody put one of the conventional ones in there. And there's this big old sticker right on the front of the engine that says, do not use that kind of spark plug. I was not happy when I took those out.
I blame you for that, but, you know, well, the good news is that there's a lot more clearance between the top of the piston and the valves and the spark plug and all that in a gasoline engine. In a diesel engine, of course, you don't have a spark plug, but for all practical purposes, there ain't no clearance between the top of the piston and the valves because it uses compression to fire it. And, you know, that may have been the reason for that is that they didn't want the spark plug down in the cylinder too far so it doesn't hit the top of the piston or something.
Yeah, point there. But before all this, the engine would spark knock really bad. I mean, I would have to just baby it and just to keep that from happening. But I'm hoping that helps fix that problem. But anyway, I'll hope to get it checked out Saturday. We'll see, and I'll let you know how that goes. But anyway, let's get back to the net, Gary. Maybe we get some more check-ins. Good talking to you. KI4DOS, KC4SKD.
I do appreciate you being here and talking with us a little bit. Please tell Miss Rhonda we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well, and let me know about that truck. I'm, anytime we work on something, I like good results. And I'm sure everything will come out fine, but with your dad over there with extra pair of eyes looking for gas leaks and whatever else you might be looking for, that's always a good thing. Especially with somebody, you know, somebody's got to be inside the car turning the switch. Unless you got one of them remote starters, and I've got one of them out there in my toolbox, but I don't know where in the world I'd have to get out there and dig for it right now, Larry. Those are always pretty decent things to have around as well. But y'all take care over there. Enjoyed it. We'll do it again soon. 7-3, my friend. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. I missed anyone for comments, or is there anyone else that would like to make a comment? Call KI4DOS.
DOS. November 4, Alpha Zulu Echo. I enjoyed the stories y'all were telling there, Gary, on those motors.
We're just telling the truth, you know. That's just what we've run across and stuff like that. I worked on the tractor trailer, you know, the tractor engines, the big truck engines when I was working. I worked out of the shop for a month. The boss man, I was a driver. Then I went to the warehouse, and I'd done all kinds of stuff for my boss. But he had one of the shop guys quit, and the shop foreman needed some help. And the boss man asked me to go out there and help him, and I said, sure, I'll do that for a little bit. But I said, I ain't going to do it long. And if you've never laid on your back trying to pull a 4-foot torque wrench to torque 600 foot-pounds on the bottom side of an engine, laid on a concrete floor in oil and grease, you need to try that one time. Shop foreman, me and him both got under there, and wound up getting anyway, he had to get something behind him to brace himself, and me and him both burned on him. We finally got it torn down, but that's one of the things you don't forget too often, and you don't like remembering.
Three times.
I don't know, we did. But those big Caterpillar engines, you know, they produce a lot of torque, and, I didn't want them to come apart, and tear something up even worse. So we went through them again, and we went through them two more times, but it was not the most fun thing to do.
I enjoyed hearing about that stuff. I guess after you got through torquing that stuff and you come up with something at 35 inch pounds, it's no wonder it'd be rung off.
My son really wasn't paying attention to the manual. And I told him, I said, give me the torque wrench and give me this size of socket. And go ahead and set it, because you know how to set the torque wrenches, and they did. Handed it to me, and it was one of those silly things that he didn't pay attention to the inch pounds, and I wasn't paying attention to the size wrench he handed me, because if I'd have been thinking about it, I should have caught it before I stuck the torque wrench on the top of the bolt, but oh well, I was in a hurry, and so I slowed down, and sometimes I just have to leave it alone and walk away from it for a little while.
Okay, well, let somebody else have it. I just wanted to mention that. I enjoyed listening to that. N4AZE.
Appreciate you coming in there and chiming in for a little bit. You and Vicki have a great evening and a wonderful week, what's left of it, and we'll be talking to you a little bit later. 73, my friend. Additional check-ins or additional comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Don't quite make it to the door prize tonight. I got 49 looking for one more. Any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
For DOS. In and out. Kilo, Quebec 4, Hotel Lima Zulu, Benson and Marshall.
That's better. KO4HLZ. Mr. Benson up there in Marshall. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Benson. Hope you are doing well. And how did you fare in the storm there, young man?
We lost power for about 4 days, but luckily I had an old generator that I drug out of retirement that's not been started in about 10 years. After rebuilding the fuel valve on it, I finally got it started and tied it into the well and to the freezer and the refrigerator. So we fared pretty well. As the net didn't have any damage, and we did all right. Just sorry so many people didn't do all right, but glad other people did. QSL?
Understand that completely, and if you had a generator and you hooked it up to the well and refrigerators and you had a little power to keep your food from going bad and you had running water so that you couldn't complain there. But yeah, there's a lot of folks that are still in bad shape up there, I'm afraid, but it will be for quite some time. But I try to ask everybody, especially if they live kind of up in that area. I don't know if you got it as bad as over towards Black Mountain and all that, but I'll tell you what, it was a mess all over everywhere, even down here. But glad y'all made it through it and everything is up and running again now. And hopefully it'll stay that way for a while. You take care and you won the door prize. And that's bragging rights for a week, so that ain't much, but I'm going to have to come up with something a little different. Maybe I'll send out a little postal card or something of that nature. We'll have to wait and see on that. Anyway, thanks, Benson. You take care. We'll talk to you later. 73, my friend. Any other check-ins or any other comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. We'll wrap it up. I'll submit my net report, and then we'll close her out. Grand Total 50 tonight. Appreciate each and every one of you out there in Radio Land. Y'all come back again tomorrow night. And Mr. Matt, WG4MC, will be calling. Give him a good dose of Rider's Cramp. This is KI4DLS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for all those folks checked in with us tonight, we will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless. This is KI4DLS, clear.